And what about the same thing that's a piece of furniture? Piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in. Great big old thing.
It's a head, a bed.
No, repeat.
Okay, that's a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in. Sometimes there's a mirror on one of the doors.
Not probably closed.
Whether it's built in or not.
We're not used to furniture.
You know, it's
checker
a
room.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
What if mom interrupts me?
Let's see. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Eave.
Yeah, these are the ones that on the outside to keep the weather out. Just the, you know, on the sides of the house. You know what I'm talking about? This on the outside of a wooden house, I guess. You have them on this house. You know how the boards overlap like this on the outside?
Gable?
Clapboard?
No.
Weatherboard?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Weatherboard.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Patio, I believe.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
A lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A rock wall. That looks like foolishly something.
Don't say that, Mr. Carson. This is my work.
It's a job for you, isn't it?
Of course.
I don't blame you. You're smart.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Bucket.
What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal? Or would you still call it the same thing?
Pail.
I'd call it a water bucket.
Okay.
Then my questions are made for idiots, ain't they?
Huh?
They made for idiots, them questions.
They made what?
For idiots, thank you.
No, they're not made for idiots at all, Mr. Carson. If they were, I wouldn't be talking to you, after all.
Isn't that Oxford English?
Huh?
Isn't that Oxford?
There is an Oxford English Dictionary, yeah.
Water bucket, water closet is your outside building, water closet.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Pan, frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Bung.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Piggy.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay.
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds?
Sack.
Okay. And, might you call this something special depending on what it was made out of? A certain kind of sack?
Toe sack.
Toe sack. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? And
harp.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and it's shaped like that and you hold up to your teeth?
Use harp.